right, welcome back to a fresh new episode of the Breakfast Pizza Podcast. I am JR, and back at it, Lucas is here today.
I'm back!
Yeah, he had to take a retreat to recover from just utter disappointment. He might be getting used to it now.
My soul is in anguish.
He might be getting used to it now. He's going to have to, but he's here. Welcome back, Lucas.
We're back.
Yeah. So we won't spoil any of that stuff.
We'll save it. We'll leave it.
Yeah. But we're going to start in our toppings. And our first topping, we're going to start with the games that were on Thursday night.
All right. Let's do it.
The battle in Cincinnati, Joe Burrow versus Trevor Lawrence, the last two first-round picks, every other headline that ESPN wanted to spin up
all
for this
them.
Game.
Great headlines.
It was a good game.
It was.
It came down. I was surprised
it was competitive.
At how poorly the Cincinnati defense played.
I agree.
Compared to what we had seen from them.
I agree, because I started them in fantasy.
But
what a mistake.
But the most surprising thing, right, the Bengals won. Good win for the Bengals. They're 3-1, tied for the top of their division. Good for them.
Woohoo.
The Jaguars look better than they have. They continue to look better every week.
Yep.
Which I believe is in spite of an actual coach. after the game on Thursday, Urban Meyer stayed in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And his team flew back to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I can't fathom the idea of being the leader of a team that fails.
You lose.
And then you go, bop, see you guys later. I'm staying here to see the grandkids. Like, which, I don't, that's not really what he's known for doing this past weekend.
Exactly. That's not what I saw him
but
doing.
That's strike one. Strike two is what happened next. He went to his own restaurant. Where he said a group of people wanted pictures, which the one female person posted on Snapchat, who is this guy that keeps flirting with me? And then there was video surfaced of, he said that they asked him to go on the dance floor. I don't know, he put stools on the dance floor.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Watch it
make your own call, you know?
Yeah, like, borderline assault? Maybe? I don't know.
It's definitely inappropriate.
It's not kosher.
It's, yeah, definitely inappropriate, whatever was going on. Regardless.
Yeah, and then.
Yeah.
So, there's strike two, three, four, five, six. Like, a lot of strikes happen.
Several
there,
strikes,
right?
Yeah.
Like, so you could have been watching film, you could have been doing anything. Instead, you're getting drunk at a bar
and
hanging out with a woman that's not your wife.
Yeah.
And then you go back to Jacksonville, and you have to face the music on Monday, which he makes a statement, but then he cancels the entire team meeting and meets with every individual group who, as some reports have said, laughed him out of the room.
Oh,
because
gosh.
He attempted to go in
there
and lie to his team. The truth is, he went out, he had a few too many drinks.
Yeah.
And he did something he definitely shouldn't have done.
That he shouldn't have done, yeah.
And he messed up.
Yep.
That's not really the story that he spun. He spun the story that, you know, he was kind of in the wrong place at the right time. He probably should have stopped a little earlier. Like,
dude, it's on video. You're on tape.
Every person on that team saw that video.
Yes.
They've seen it. They probably watched it 10 times and
what
laughed.
The gaslight his entire team and tell them they didn't see something they saw?
Yeah, and they just laughed him
those
out of the
dudes
room.
Know how that works, and they're like, oh, I've seen that move, so, and that's not what that is.
Yeah, like, all right, see you, Urban. Like, are we bringing Tebow back now? What are we doing? If Tebow was there, does this not happen? Good questions. Is this all Tebow's fault because he can't block? There's a lot
yes,
of questions
JR.
To be asked. But, I mean, I actually saw it. I think it was on NFL Live. Dan Orlovsky and Marcus Spears, which this is the second straight week that Dan Orlovsky called for someone's job on Monday.
He's headhunting, man.
First was Matt Nagy, which we'll talk about him in a little bit. Second was Urban Meyer. And he came at it with a very graceful way of saying, you can't lead yourself. You can't lead this room full of men.
Yep. Absolutely. And you can't
fool them. Yep. You can't lie. They're men. They're not boys.
Right.
You can't lie to them. Urban Meyer was going to get fired very shortly. What I read was they're trying to find a moral clause in his contract to fire him so they don't have to pay for him anymore. But they might have to keep him a little bit longer to wait for his next scandal, which will inevitably happen.
It'll happen.
But we can confirm that he's probably sleeping on the couch.
Yeah. He would, in fact, be doing well to only be sleeping on the couch. Yeah.
Anyways, that's all we're going to talk about Urban Meyer. That's all he deserves. But it has to be talked about.
It does.
Big story.
It does.
All right, Lucas. What are you for us?
I'm going to lighten it up. This is just completely different route altogether. I'm sure everyone's seen the play, much like they've seen the video of old Urban. What fantastic recognition by Hunter Renfrow on that punt to come up and make the hit stick that everybody's talking about. The hit was impressive. This fake punt that gets a run.
The diagnostics.
Yeah. That's what impresses me about it. The hit, great. That's really, like, to see a receiver do that, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But to see him come from, like, 35, 40 yards deep, completely out of the play, sprint from his punt return position all the way up to the line.
Probably, like, 30 yards.
At least 30 yards. And make that play. What fantastic just recognition. Like, that is an incredible mental play right there.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Awesome. What a great play. He's
very good.
Yeah, that's exactly the kind of dude you want on your team.
Yep.
Exactly the kind of dude you want. In fact, you want a bunch of those dudes on your team because he made a heck of a play. He came out of nowhere. So, yeah, the hit was great, but to recognize that and get there is just very impressive.
Right. Well, speaking of Hunter Renfrow, going into my second topping,
all right.
My fantasy football team stunk this week. I hit... A couple weeks ago, every player hit. I scored 180 points. This week, I scored like 80-something. Yeah. Nobody hit.
Yeah.
Because apparently, it was like a tight end weekend, except for Hawkinson,
who was
the tight end that I had starting.
Same.
I had Goddard
and Logan Thomas. Bench. Don't forget Logan Thomas. Yeah,
I was tossing up between putting in Trey Sermon, Cole Beasley, or Hunter Renfrow. And I went for Cole Beasley because they were playing Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, he's the only person that didn't catch a pass in Houston against Houston. I should have went with Renfrow. I didn't. I could have went with Schultz. I didn't. I could have went with Goddard. I didn't. I literally struck out so many times. But it wouldn't have really mattered because the maximum points that I could have scored with an optimum lineup was like 112 points, and the person I played against scored like 130. Like
I just one of them weeks.
I
had one of them weeks too.
I still have a 20-point lead in total points, so
that's pretty good.
I'm still hanging on, but Mo Alie-Cox, Schultz, Goddard, it was like a tight end weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I think Waller had a touchdown last night, one at least. So and. Jared Cook had a lot of plays last night, too.
Mm.
So, seemed to be a tight end heavy weekend. It's not even National Tight End Day.
So, yeah.
Here we are.
Well, my second topping is, boy, was I shocked when the Rams lost that game against the Cardinals.
Yeah.
That really blew me away. I was as confident in that pick, taking the Rams over the Cardinals, as I was in any pick, really, this week. I was so sure of that. And, boy, was I wrong.
I mean, based off of the last year, like last year, they looked awesome.
The Cards?
They came out of the gate swinging. They looked amazing.
Unstoppable.
And then it was just tumble, tumble, tumble.
Right.
I assume that's still coming.
They have not changed my total opinion about them.
Right.
But boy, they impressed me.
Boy, yesterday. They popped up to the top of everybody's list this week.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
I mean,
yeah. There's no way Kyler Murray is going to keep doing what he's doing. I'm not saying he's not a good player because he did this. He did something comparable to this for a lot of last year. He's looked even better this year. I like him. I'm not pulling against him at all. Right. He's so quick. He's super athletic. He's making good decisions. Like, he looks really good, but you can't
Their defense is
He's not going to stay this hot, and their defense, I don't think, is going
to
last.
They should have lost to the Vikings.
Yeah.
I mean, how often does a team miss a 30-yard field goal?
Right.
I mean, if it's the Vikings, it's a lot. It's not the
Vikings. Exactly.
Anyways.
I just don't think they're going to stay, but they really impressed me, surprised me. My opinion of the Rams has not changed, but the Cardinals earned a little respect this weekend.
Well, talk about respect. Talk about a couple coaches here.
Let's do it.
All right. So this is my third final topic, and it's about some coaches' reactions. So Matt Nagy fired himself from play calling. Some people were calling for him just to be fired in general. After the week before where Justin Fields had one net passing yard. Horrible. So Bill Lazor's calling the plays. They do a lot better. Granted, they're playing the Lions and not the Browns.
Did you see the wonderful snap off of Jared Goff's chest? Right. How does anyone but the Lions pull that off?
Snapped it off his thigh pad.
Yeah.
Just bounced over the offensive line into the defender's
arms. The waiting arms. Like, he caught it on accident.
Yeah. Like, look what I found. But after the game, Matt Nagy said, hey, you know, Bill Lazor, he was calling the plays, but ultimately I'm the head coach. Everything comes through me. So basically saying, yeah, I still get all the credit. Like, it's all me still, which is just complete garbage.
What bull.
Who wants to play for that guy?
Let the guy have some credit. If you handed the play calling over and it gets better, you say good job to the guy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Ridiculous. Number two is Vic Fangio. Vic Fangio was very upset about, they were down by like 16. It was towards the end of the game. The Ravens were a couple yards short of 100 yards rushing, which would set a new NFL record for most consecutive games with 100-yard rushing, breaking the Steelers' record. Now, it's not really a big deal. No one even really knew that this record existed.
Mm-hmm.
But the Ravens knew, and the Steelers know.
Yep.
And they don't like each other, so they wanted the record. So instead of kneeling on the final play, Lamar Jackson runs around the left end, gets the necessary yardage, and slides down. Right? Some may call it poor sportsmanship, bad in the stats, whatever you want to call it, which any Steelers fan would say because they hate the Ravens.
Yep, we would.
Vic Fangio said the same thing. Jim Harbaugh came back and goes, oh, well, you know, they threw a ball in the end zone when they were down 16. I didn't know there was a 16-point play available. He's like, if this is all about player safety, let's take that into consideration. Here's my take. Vic Fangio, if you don't want them to run the ball for 100 yards, stop them. Don't let them. They didn't line up in victory formation and then run it. They lined up in a normal offensive formation and ran a play. Quarterback, student, body left. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't.
It just.
Boo-hoo. Boo-hoo.
I don't necessarily love Fangio complaining about it that much.
Now, it's one thing if they were, like, trying to, like, throw a touchdown pass.
Right.
Versus this.
Right. I agree. So that's why it doesn't rub me too bad on that end. As a Steelers fan, though, it does, like, come on. Like, well, get it honest.
You guys,
like, if you're going to break the record, fine, somebody break it, but get it honest. Don't go out pick up however many yards.
That's honest.
Wasn't honest. You should kneel that. Every team in the league kneels that. Everybody kneels that all the time. 100% of the time. You kneel it.
Just stop the game. Don't let them run a play.
That's what the kneeling is. It's just like, this game's over. Let's kneel it. Get out of here.
I disagree. Maybe they should just not let anyone kneel ever, and let's go forward.
No, you kneel it. It's how you end the game. If you're up by 16,
you don't have to.
That's true, but that's what you do. Clearly doing anything else is an effort. This was clearly an effort to break that record.
Right.
I don't like that.
That's what almost every team does in the final week of the season. They're literally sending players out there for records, and then once they get them, they take them out of the game. Just cancel that week then. But then that week moves forward a week, and then cancel that week, and then we just don't play football. Like, at some point, just let them play. It's up to the team to decide if they care about that record. Because there's a chance they fumble that ball and it's returned for a touchdown.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. The game was over anyway.
I understand that, but still, that's a risk that they had to take. Anyways, and then they would have been the laughing stock for trying to get a record, fumbling.
They would have been. Giving Boy, up that would touchdown. Have been awesome.
Yeah. So, Vic Fangio, if you don't want someone to run the ball on you, stop them. Otherwise, quit crying about it. That's all I got to say. All
right.
And Matt Nagy, grow up.
Yeah, Matt Nagy, that's pitiful.
Yeah, just stop.
I'm not on your team at all.
All right.
My final topping is, it's kind of a two-in-one here. One, I did not think the Patriots-Bucks game was going to be as close as it was. I expected the Bucks to win that handily. The Patriots are not terrible. Neither did I think they were particularly good. But very close game. Competitive all the way down to the end. Nobody ran away with it. Patriots probably should have won even. But I think the Patriots are maybe a little better, and they're going to keep getting better because Mac Jones is good, and I think he's going to keep getting better throughout the year. Two, the Bucs don't look that dominant.
That defense is awful.
Yeah, and that's so...
It's so weird because
everybody talks about how good the front seven is, and they do. They've got so much talent. With David and White and Vita Vea, like...
The front seven's still great.
Right, but the secondary is that bad.
Well, they're four corners down, I think.
I know.
And they had to bring in Richard Sherman.
Yeah, which is a sad state of affairs.
He still played pretty good given the circumstances, I think.
But they're just not... I don't know. When I watched them on opening night, against Dallas, I thought, the Bucs are still really good because both teams played really well. Yeah. I was impressed with everything that went on.
Well, they've lost at least two corners since
then. They have.
So, not the same team.
So, maybe it's just that. I don't know.
They also didn't have Gronk on offense, and he is a major part of their offense.
He is this year. Yeah. He wasn't last year. They just look... Maybe they're fine. Leonard I think Ford they are fine.
A little underwhelming for me this year. I thought he was going to do more of what he did at the end of the last season.
He played pretty well yesterday, actually.
It hasn't been.
I hate the committee running back thing so much.
Yeah, well, sometimes it works.
But anyway, that game was a lot closer than I thought. I think that Mac Jones is good. The Patriots are a competitive team. They're not scaring anybody for playoff spots or, making a run, but they're good.
All right, Lucas. We've taken long enough.
All right, we have.
Let's get to what everyone wants to hear.
What do they want to hear first?
There were two games this weekend.
Two games that really matter.
The score didn't reflect how the game went in any way. And we're going to start one of them. Between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Green Bay Packers.
You said that very excitedly.
I knew it was coming. I knew it was happening. I've joked with you for the whole season that the Pittsburgh Steelers might be the worst team in their division. And the scoffs and the laughs come abound because, our defense is good and we have good players on the outside. I'm here to tell you that offense it is the worst offense in the NFL.
That's not true.
Give me one worse. They couldn't score more than 17 points, and seven of those points came in total garbage time because they were getting hogwashed.
The score was closer than the game was. Pittsburgh never looked like the first drive, Pittsburgh looked like they were in the game. But as soon as the score got even, then the Packers took off.
It wasn't even close.
No.
The fourth down, going forward on fourth down, fourth and five, rerun a swing pass to a running back against zone coverage with no one out there to block for him.
Yep.
That's the worst.
Worst play I've ever seen. I was so upset.
And then the second one, we run a one-yard crosser on fourth and six. Juju gets tackled as soon as he catches the ball and then tries to stretch for it.
Yeah, like he's close.
Like he's
a You are a mile away from the first down. I love Ben Roethlisberger. I do. When he looks surprised that Harris didn't get the first down, the swing pass that you talked about, I could never, I've never been that angry at Ben Roethlisberger before in my life. Why are you acting surprised? There was no chance. None. I literally saw the play and I said, oh, we're just going to give up.
So he is so scared back there. Because that offensive line, by the way, we talked about it before the season.
It's worse than I thought it was going to be.
It's so bad.
I didn't expect it to be good.
Ben Roethlisberger doesn't even have the time that he had last year to throw slant passes. It's really bad. And if he even holds it, like the path to Smith-Schuster, a lot of people were trying to say his arm's fine. It's not fine.
Or the one to the Deontay Johnson early in the game.
The one nice Smith Schuster, like that was that's oh, a that touchdown. Was a good one. Yeah. That was not. It was so flat. It's just like there's no.
His arm's not special anymore. That's for sure. It's below average.
Yeah, and he can't move.
That's what really is the problem, though.
He can't move. His arm's not special. The offensive line stinks. He still has receivers with drop issues.
Yes.
With Big Ben at quarterback, they're the worst offense in the NFL.
I don't know if that's quite true.
The Green Bay Packers defense is not good.
It is not good. You're right.
Not good.
I agree.
Absolutely garbage.
I agree.
When I watch the Lions play, and Jared Goff, I don't think, is a good quarterback.
They're a better offense than Pittsburgh is right now.
They are.
I agree.
Jacksonville?
Better offense. I agree.
Houston with Davis Mills? Maybe not. Maybe no. That's the line.
That and the Bears.
Which Bears?
Oh, that's true, I guess.
I mean, apparently Andy Dalton's still the starter, so we don't know.
Yeah.
That's what we're comparing to. At that point,
it is.
It doesn't matter.
They're down there with the Giants and the Texans and the Bears. The Giants
are better than that. I think the Jets are better than that. The Jets have a chance to make explosive plays.
They do. Did you see Zach Wilson's like 60-yard bomb from 20 to 20? Heck of a throw.
Yep. They have a chance to make explosive plays. The Steelers
don't.
Do not.
I know.
There's just no chance. But the one thing, that offsides call on the field goal.
Yeah.
What a kick in the pants.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a holding on the return, is what I thought it was going to be, which I didn't understand because he was 20 yards in front of everybody when he got the ball.
Right.
Like, why would you have held?
Yeah, what a sad. I was really hyped. And it was Minka Fitzpatrick. I had picked up my phone, actually, to text you.
Yeah.
I had my phone in my hand. As he's running down the field, I was like, give me the phone. I was like, go, boy, you get her nut. And then I'm start texting, and it was like, flag. And first thing, I was like, holding or block at the something. Yeah. And they were offsides. And I just sat the phone down. that's it.
I mean, that does change. But, and like, people were blaming it on the entire game. If you go like 17-10 versus 17-14. It's a big difference, one and a half time. But if you're a veteran player in the NFL, a 7-point lead is not that much.
Right. Do we win the game if that play stands?
Probably not.
Does it help? Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, it does. But like,
but it by no means guarantees a win.
You can't say that's the reason we lost the game.
I agree.
I mean, you lost.
We played bad.
Well before
that's
that.
That's why we lost.
Yeah, and the remedy is you need to run the ball.
Yep.
And push the ball downfield so that you can run the ball.
Yep.
The only way to help your offensive line out is to run the ball.
Yep.
They won't run the ball.
Nope. The first drive they did. And I was like, oh, maybe we're going to run it today. Nope.
So I'm going to flash back.
Run the dang ball.
I'm going to flash back to the end of last year. It was comical. So after
all the short passes?
After that first drive, the Steelers had 50 yards of offense in the first half.
Yeah. That's
how many games last year did the Steelers go into halftime with 50 yards of offense?
More than a few.
It was several before they ended the winning streak.
More than a few. Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Even at the 11-0 mark. Yeah,
they were doing it a lot.
They were.
And what happened was the first drive they came out, they tried to run the ball, and it didn't work.
And then they just completely quit.
And then they quit.
Yep. Anytime they needed 3 yards, I would throw a bubble screen, swing pass, slant pass. Run the ball for 3 yards.
Najee Harris is a good running back.
He is.
They should just turn around and hand it. But I don't know. Is it because Ben's not actually mobile enough to turn and make
to get the handoff there?
That's an honest question. That's not a
dig at Ben. I don't think that's the issue.
Is it?
I don't think. Although, did you see him bounce off the ground last week?
Yep.
Trying to throw a 2-yard screen.
He looks so slow.
He looks so old. Derek was right last week when he was like, Ben's old.
Yeah.
Like, he was old last year, but this year he looks
old. But the problem is they can't bench him.
No, you can't.
And it's all Ben's fault. Like, everyone's going to Big Ben.
He has to retire to get benched. Like, he won't get benched.
Right, right.
He has to retire.
So, and he won't retire during the season.
Right.
He'll suck this team right down into a hole that they've never been in.
I agree.
For 18 years.
They haven't been bad since I've been old enough to watch Steelers play football. We're bad this
year. They're bad. TJ Watt's still banged up. He came out, tried to play. Not himself. But he has to because they stink. And if he's not on the field, they're so much worse because they can't get pressure. Then they have to blitz, and their secondary
can't
is garbage.
Withstand that. Which is terrible. That's what Pittsburgh runs the ball, and they blitz. That's when we were really good, Dick LeBeau.
Last year, that defense was good when they pressured with four.
Yeah, we didn't even have to blitz. We still rushed a pass.
Because the secondary has been awful for years.
It has struggled ever since Polamalu retired.
Right.
That's it. Like, we have not been good in the secondary.
Well, I would say the defense has been subpar, with the exception of the defensive line, since Shazier got hurt. That was the line.
I would agree with that.
But they are in some world of hurt, but I don't know what you do. Like, you can't put Dewey Haskins in. He's not going to help. Mason Rudolph. I personally think that last year at the end of the season, they were a better team with Mason Rudolph in than they were with Big Ben. And I know people, we know what Mason Rudolph is. Yeah. He's a guy that'll follow the game plan that you set in place. Big Ben is not.
I agree. With the game plan thing.
Like, and you can't tell him no.
Yeah, because he's been there longer than anybody has.
Because they don't treat players like they do in Green Bay. I do find it hilarious that everyone is just begging
for Aaron Rodgers
to come to Pittsburgh next year. And we all know that won't happen.
That's not going to happen.
There's no way.
I agree. That's not... As you said, that's not how Pittsburgh does business. And it's not.
Nope.
It's not.
They will start with Josh Dobbs, Dwayne Haskins, or Mason Rudolph.
If they have to, they will.
And they probably won't draft. Actually, you know what? They won't draft a quarterback in the first round, which, contrary to most people's belief, I think is the right thing to do. I think they need to draft an offensive lineman or eight.
Or all of the offensive linemen.
Now, let's talk about the other game. That wasn't nearly as close as the score showed. My Dallas Cowboys are good.
I didn't get to watch the game because I was...
Yeah.
I don't get the game. But I kept seeing the score, and I was like, this is not a runaway experience here.
Start of the third quarter, 14-13.
Mm-hmm.
3 minutes to go in the third quarter, 38-14.
A lot of points, yeah.
That is a onslaught in a hurry.
Was it 24 points in the quarter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just bury. And you know what they did? They played decent defense. And then in the third quarter, the offense started pushing the ball. Defense turns it over twice. Over. Like, just can't catch up. Their offensive line. And Carolina was the number one defense going into that week.
Statistically, yes.
Yes. I mean, they played the Saints. The Saints couldn't do anything.
Oh, yeah. Kamara had six rushing
yards. So it's not
like
they played no one.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they played Houston without Tyrod Taylor. So that wasn't really
much.
That's
nobody.
And then they played the Jets the first week. not a whole lot. But the Saints, we think.
Yeah, I still don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. We don't know.
But the Dallas offensive line was absolutely running through, over top, that entire defense.
Mm.
Zeke looked fantastic.
He did look really good. He has looked better as the weeks have gone on.
So this is, they scored 38 points. Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb had 5 catches. That is unbelievable. That is, and Dak had less than 200 yards passing.
That's crazy.
If you ask someone, would you like to have an offense where you can literally go more runs than passes, score 38 points? Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Can we run the ball, control the clock, and then still just score a ton of points? Yeah, it's the dream.
It is.
That's the recipe to win all the time.
It is. That will work. That won't. If you can do that consistently, you can win anytime.
Trayvon Diggs, good corner.
He seems to be a good corner. Oh, my gosh.
You have to give in. He has 5 picks through 4 games. Ryan Clark's already writing the 30 for 30 documentary.
Good.
Have you heard him talk about it? He said, what if I told you there were 2 brothers that played in the NFL that caught footballs every weekend, but only one of them was supposed to?
That's good.
I mean, it's awesome.
That's funny.
And it keeps, like, feeding.
That's funny.
And granted, like, there's always Cowboys parent, like, whatever you want to call it. Whereas overreaction, the Cowboys are great, right? All this stuff.
There is.
Through 4 weeks, I mean, they went on the road and beat the Chargers.
Chargers are good. Chargers, and they keep proving that.
Right. Like, they're a very good team. So, and I do appreciate the fact that when all the analysts came on TV, or like I saw snippets of stuff today, they were all giving, like, they were like, all right, let's take a moment. Like, that L on their record is from this team.
Yeah.
Like, let's not just get caught in the moment and say, oh, they're the best team. The Cowboys beat the Eagles at home. It's a divisional game, and they just absolutely demolished them. And then they did the same thing to the Panthers for the most part. I mean, there were a couple of late touchdowns that really didn't matter.
Made the score look closer than the game was.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was garbage time stuff. That Dallas defense is way better.
So I think that might be the most improved unit in the NFL from last year to this year.
I think hands down.
I mean, offense, special teams, defense, I don't care, whatever unit.
Yeah.
I think that's the most improved
also,
anything from last year. Going into the half,
Mike McCarthy used his timeouts to get the ball back.
Way to go, Mike.
Yeah.
Well done.
We went for 2 when we didn't have to and didn't get it. And I don't know why.
Still
we
doing did that. Confusing things. But
yeah, I don't know why we did that. That made no sense to me. Like, but that defense is much better. Micah Parsons is he's very good.
He's a really good player. Diggs is a good player.
DeMarcus Lawrence still isn't there.
Right, and they're playing good.
So, like, he is a very good defensive
They've got
end.
More in the tank.
Right. Randy Gregory's playing well. Vander Esch is making plays. Jalen
like
Smith
him.
Is making plays.
I don't like him. But
I'm not.
But
it's because he put the 9. It
just feels wrong, don't it?
Yeah.
Yep. And, I agree.
It does. Like, I don't...
Melvin Ingram's...
that's Tony Romo's number.
Same
Tony
thing.
Romo didn't play linebacker or have dreads. Although, if Tony Romo had dreads, that would have been entertaining.
Entertaining's a good word.
So here's what I got to say, Lucas.
All right.
I hate the Cowboys. They could do it.
Oh, my gosh.
They could. When it comes... January, and you have to face down an offensive line that is just bowling people over, running the ball at will, and then have the weapons that they have on the outside. By the way, maybe one of the most surprising thing is Schultz and Jarwin are both really good tight ends.
They can play. I think they benefit from the talent around them,
right.
But that's not a knock. I
mean,
think
Schultz is a good tight end.
I think they're good players who are made even better by the talent around them.
Yeah. And Zeke and Pollard are a good 1-2 punch.
They are.
Zeke has been running with some physicality that is...
Which is good. Yeah. If I was a Cowboys fan, I'd be excited to see that, because as somebody who's a Cowboy hater... You can come right over. No. As a Cowboys hater, that's what I don't want to see, because that's what Zeke does well. When he was running the ball well, that's how he ran.
Yeah. And, man, he is. He's running good. The offensive line... There were some holes they opened up. Zeke had that big long run. It was awesome. I was pumped. Amari Cooper still had a big touchdown catch. He did. Dak is throwing the ball.
He looks good. With
amazing efficiency.
He is.
And
so Dallas, I don't think you're wrong about they could do it. I don't know that they're my pick. But
it worries you because
all biases aside, they don't have any massive gaping holes.
Right.
As in, there's no big weaknesses.
And the thing is, their division does stink. And I want to bring one thing up that came up on one of the shows yesterday, I think. But it is sort of like New England in the AFCs. That division stunk. So it was almost a foregone conclusion. The Patriots were in the playoffs and had a first-round bye every year.
Right.
That's where it becomes even more interesting, because for a long time the Cowboys' home games weren't home games. They had more other fans there than Cowboys fans. That's not the case now. It gets back to how it probably should be in your home stadium. The Cowboys fans have grown, in large part to Dak, I think. But there's a good chance they could have home field advantage in the playoffs.
Yeah, there is.
And they have home field advantage. They get the home games, probably get a bye. Because very likely. The NFC West is going to beat up on each other.
They are. Yep.
There's no one going like 14-3 in the NFC West.
No. There's too many good teams.
Right. Not going to happen. The Packers, who knows what they're going to do? They have to play the entire AFC North, which they've already played the easiest team, so they got three difficult ones to go. There's a good chance the Cowboys end up with a number one seed, which is...
There's eight. Well...
I think there's a good chance.
Probably so, because, I mean,
Because you know what Tampa Bay is going to do. They're going to struggle against some of their divisional foes, and that defense is so bad.
Yeah, the secondary is so horrible right now that it's just...
Yeah.
They're very vulnerable.
Right.
They're very vulnerable.
They could lose any week.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I feel very good. But Michael Irvin, I think, was on First Take. And he made a comparison that made Stephen A. Smith just lose his ever-loving mind.
Yeah, well.
He said, Dak Prescott is the closest thing in the NFL to a Tom Brady. And at first, that was my reaction.
What in the heck?
What are you talking about? Then I thought about it. And I thought of another quote from someone else said, if a single player won you a Super Bowl, Peyton Manning would have 12.
That's true.
Because as far as like quarterback talent, like understanding the game and being able to put the, like, orchestrate an offense, he might be the best that's ever played.
Well, I think he is, clearly. Yeah.
I mean, arm talent, you got Stafford, you got Patrick Mahomes, you got Aaron Rodgers. Arm talent.
Right.
Brady has always been above the shoulders.
Yeah.
And it's leadership, and it's rallying your team around you. And Dak kind of has that more than the physical. Like, he has grown in his physical abilities.
Yeah.
They have gotten much better. But that team, it doesn't feel like a team that thinks they're going to go out and lose.
I would agree.
It feels like a team that's really playing and they can win. And that's different. Because even when they went 14-2 and he was a rookie, it didn't feel like they were going to win the games.
I agree.
It felt like they struggled through them and won.
Yeah.
This feels like they're going out and just punishing people for walking on the field. It does feel that way.
It does have a different feel to it. They don't feel, to me, the biggest difference between this Cowboys team and, like, other Cowboys team of the past been good all the way back to Romo.
Right.
Because they had some really good 13-3 teams. They don't feel choky to me.
No.
They don't feel choky. And a lot of that is the difference between Prescott and Romo.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Even though Romo has the most come from behind victories in that span of time. He was
choky.
Yeah.
He was choky.
Whatever.
He was choky. The team was choky. But they don't, it doesn't feel like that with Prescott.
It's okay. All I know is I am getting two free lunches from
we'll
this
see.
Season.
We'll see. Pittsburgh might, you know, who knows what we might do. Who knows?
Unless Big Ben retires before the next game.
No, you know, what if there's a, you know, I don't know. What if there's a midseason turnaround?
The team that they're going to play next week, their defense is so good that Drew Lock might still throw up, like, he might throw five picks and they still win.
No.
Just saying.
We got a chance.
I'm just saying. All right. That's enough talk about the Cowboys. It's not really enough talk, but we're going to stop
talking. It's plenty of talk.
We're going to stop talking about them. I did want to point out at SoFi Stadium when the Cowboys played the Chargers, there were more Cowboys fans there than there were Chargers fans. And on Monday night, I think it was 70% Raiders fans for a home game for the Chargers.
Yeah.
Not good. I assume that's going to change as the season goes.
I would think.
Because I assume some of those L.A. Raider fans might grab some powder blues.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be fun to go cheer on the home team.
It is.
But, man, like, if the Rams and the Chargers keep playing well in L.A., that's just going to be fun to watch.
It is. I agree.
Because that's it. And we can't forget, that stadium has a roof.
Yeah.
And they had a lightning.
Yeah, I know. They're like, we're having a delay. I'm like, there's a roof.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It made no sense. No sense. That should have been one of my toppings. No sense.
Yeah, that was unbelievable.
They literally, I flipped the game on last night. I'm like, all right, here we go. And they're like, oh, teams are heading to the locker room. Like, I'm like, they're doing what? There's a, wait a minute. And I had to check. I was like, am I stupid? I was like, nope, roof. What the heck?
Yeah.
What in the world is that?
Yeah, I don't.
Well done, NFL.
Yeah, way to go. $20 billion stadium that can't, with a roof.
With a roof that you can't play when it lightnings in the area.
Oh, yeah, I did hear something that said L.A. has more earthquakes than thunderstorms. That's wild. I can't even think about that. Because here...
Holy cow.
We have... It rains all the time.
It does.
I think we get more inches of precipitation per year than Seattle.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild.
We get big dumps of it, though.
Well, that's true. It comes in about 30
yeah, theirs
minutes.
Theirs is just constant drizzle. Ours is
this
just
happens in
dumps.
An hour and a half spans a few yeah. times a summer.
Yeah. Anyways, that's enough about the weather. This is where we normally give fantasy advice, Lucas. And last week I said Miles Sanders.
Yep, you did.
Which I don't think really panned out.
Nope, it did not.
And I also said the Carolina tight end, which also didn't pan out.
Mm-hmm.
But in my defense, I did not know that DJ Moore was going to catch a bajillion passes.
Yeah, what the heck was that?
That was their entire offense, get the ball to DJ Moore, which he had a lot of yards, but he also threw two interceptions to Trayvon Diggs while trying to do so, which really tampered that down. So I was 0 for 2 last week, and my fantasy team stunk.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, my fantasy advice is don't listen to anything that I say. I don't know anything. I don't know. I would venture to guess that Saquon Barkley will have a pretty good week. Maybe not as good as this past week, but he will have a good week because against the Cowboys, he's most likely going to be matched up either with Keanu Neal, who's going to be coming off the COVID list, or Jalen Smith, if they go into passing. I think he's probably going to win.
Either one of those.
Probably definitely one. Maybe the other one's a little better.
Keanu Neal's a pretty good player.
That's the
a
one
good
that
matchup.
I think is probably
yeah.
a better
so Jalen
matchup.
Smith, he wins.
Yeah, Jalen Smith has slowed down dramatically. I don't know if he just looks bigger and slower because he decided to wear the stupid single-digit number. but he does. I'm like, oh, also... We didn't talk about this. Miles Garrett didn't wear sleeves in the game against the Vikings. And he looks like a mutant.
And well, he is.
The day after, he gets a note for a random drug test.
Now, that figures.
He looks...
He does.
...otherworldly.
He does. He's starting to ascend to... I don't want this to sound sacrilegious against myself here, but like physically, he's starting to ascend to Aaron Donald levels of physical impressiveness.
Yeah. If I was him, I'd just move into the middle and say, hey, Aaron Donald, I'm better than you.
He's not.
He is.
He's really good. He's not better than Aaron Donald.
He's so large.
He will be one day. Aaron Donald will start on the down, I think, before Myles Garrett does, but he's not today. And he won't be tomorrow.
He's really good.
He is very good.
Also leading the league in sacks. Sorry, I didn't mean to. I went away from fantasy back to those things, but I just forgot about these things. He looks
out of this world. He's really good. He's really good.
All right. What's your fantasy advice?
Heck, I don't know. Both of my teams lost miserably this week, too. I missed everywhere. I don't know what happened. But kind of like you, even if I would have put my optimum lineup in, wouldn't have mattered. Wouldn't have made any difference. Oh, man.
I'm going to go with Javon Williams. I think he's the running back for the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
For next week, playing against the Steelers. Although I thought Aaron Jones was going to have a good week.
Yeah, he didn't.
And we just like...
A.J. Dillon showed up, though. Above
average.
I don't
care about that.
I'm just saying. Somebody still ran the ball.
I mean, they did. Javon Williams might have a big day. So there's my advice.
I really, truly do not know what might transpire here. But just looking at the games and the matchups, boy, did you see, not to draw us off track again, but golly, did the Bills ever beat the crap out of the Texans. Gee, many Christmas. 40-0. Do the Saints get back on track against the football team, maybe? You know, does Jameis Winston show up?
One of our picks, so.
Okay. You know, I was just, you know, does Jameis Winston and maybe Alvin Kamara kind of... Kamara's been okay, but he's not been great. Maybe he kind of breaks out of a funk. Maybe Winston... I don't know. That just feels like a game where Taylor Heineke's for real. I mean, he's never going to be great, but he's good.
I mean...
He's good-ish.
He's a good fantasy quarterback and not a good real quarterback.
I agree. He's better in fantasy, but...
I do credit him. He took a deal with Bud Light instead of the obvious Heineke.
Did he really?
Heineken, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Heineken.
Heineken was the clear choice.
It was.
But I saw him without his helmet on just the other day. I thought, this guy really does look like a white Michael Vick.
He does, yeah. Yeah, same. I saw him without his helmet. I was like, oh, wow. I mean,
that's weird. Like, it looked like someone photoshopped Michael Vick into a white human, but it was actually just Taylor Heineke.
It was. Yeah.
Made no sense.
It's weird.
All right, so let's do some game picks. We won't go over last week's because you didn't make any.
I'm doing good. Hey, I will point out, since we're picking them, I'm doing well in the pick 'em now. Last 2 weeks, 11-5.
You know, I didn't get a single one wrong last week, but that's because I forgot to submit them.
I noticed that.
So I might still be in last place. I don't think I did super good last week. I think I missed a lot. I don't know.
You got to submit them picks. I think you are down towards the bottom. But
I did get Dallas, Green Bay, and Cleveland correct.
Yeah.
I got the Rams, Denver, and the Raiders wrong. So this week, let's go through. I picked out a few.
Okay. Yeah, I see a few on here that are.
So the Rams and the Seahawks on Thursday night. Hey, that's a good Thursday night
game. That is a great Thursday. I'm looking forward to it.
I have absolutely zero clue.
I'm taking the Rams. I'm staying with them. I'm going to be right a lot more times than I'm wrong taking the Rams this year.
So I'm going to take the Seahawks.
You're going against, and you of all people.
I'm picking Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
You know why?
No, I don't. Why?
So I think there was a it's going to be, I think the Rams probably should win this game. I just don't think they will. I think it's in Seattle. I think Seattle probably tries to recover on their home turf where they have stunk the last couple times. Dallas and New York, Giants.
I mean, I'm going to have to say it. I will be rooting for New York, praying that New York wins. I want New York to win by 100. I don't think they will.
So who do you pick? Who's going to win the Dallas Cowboys New York Giants game?
My honest opinion on who I think is actually going to win the football game is the Dallas Cowboys.
Woo! Let's go.
I hate Lucas is on board. I'm not on board.
He's on board.
I want to be right.
Denver and Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Denver all
We're
day.
We're winning. Pittsburgh. 100 times. Pittsburgh.
Are they benching Big Ben?
No. Then they're We're winning lose. With Big Ben.
No, they're not.
We're winning.
New Orleans and Washington.
Heck, I don't know. I really don't. I'll take the Saints.
I'm going to take the Saints, too. Yeah, they lost last week, so they should win this week.
Yeah, and
they're back and forth.
The football team won when, you know, like...
They shouldn't have.
They shouldn't have. Yeah. Saints.
Cleveland and the Chargers. What a good game.
What a really good game. I'll take the Chargers.
I'll take Cleveland. Because if we learned anything from the Dallas game against the Chargers, you can run the ball on them. Which the Cowboys did.
And the Cleveland, if they do anything well, they do that.
Yeah.
And Baker Mayfield has been really unimpressive this year. On a side note, like, he has not looked good.
They haven't needed him to do much.
Yeah, but he hasn't looked good at all.
I think eventually we're going to get back to the narrative of, is their offense better without Odell? And I think the answer from last year that I said was yes, and I think that's still true.
It didn't look very good this past week. Was out Jarvis Landry too, which I think hurts him a
Jarvis
lot.
Landry's more important than Odell. I've said that a couple times.
Yeah.
I still believe it's true. Buffalo and Kansas City.
What another great game, right?
I think this is a blowout. I think this is an absolute
in favor of Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
absolute blowout. Because I'll take Kansas City's defense could stop Buffalo if they absolutely had to. There's no way.
I'll take
they
Buffalo
stink.
Too. I don't know
Jalen
that I'll say
Hurts
blowout.
Could do whatever he wanted to.
And that's sad.
And we saw what happened Monday night against what we think is a mediocre Cowboys defense.
Yeah.
Buffalo.
I got the Bills, too.
And I don't know. What's the spread going to be on this game? Like 7 or 8 points, which is
probably
insane. It's insane. I don't know what it is. Whatever it is,
it's not
crazy
enough.
That Buffalo is going to be favored. They have to be.
I agree.
If they're not, take it all day.
I just say, I don't know who's,
anyways.
Buffalo's, man, they've been, you said about the Cowboys just punishing people for stepping on the field. Golly, has Buffalo been killing people. Now, granted, they killed Houston this week, which.
And they beat the football team the week before.
Yeah, the football team. So,
they blew them out.
But they did what they should have done. Like, right. if they're going to claim to be a contender, potential number one AFC team, they should do that.
Yep.
And they are. Every bit of it.
So I think we learn a lot about, and I don't know that we learn a whole lot about the Chargers or the Browns this week. That game is so, I don't like.
As long as it's close.
Yeah.
I don't think you learn anything about either one. Unless they do something surprising.
I don't think we find out anything about the Chiefs either. We know their offense is good, but it's the same offense. It hasn't changed.
I think you could. I think you could learn something about the Chiefs. If their defense plays much better than expected, that's a great sign.
Yeah, I doubt they will.
But I don't know that that'll...
I do think... I know that you picked the Cowboys because you believe they're going to win, even though you don't want them to.
Yeah, that's accurate.
That is... In my mind as a Cowboys fan, that is a big game because it's a matchup against our defense that I don't think is favorable because I think the weak spot in our team is the linebackers with Micah Parsons down playing on the defensive line. Keanu Neal being back is going to help. But I think the weak spot's in that linebacking core, especially with running backs catching the ball out of the backfield. If I was Jason Garrett... Never mind. I don't have to worry.
I was going to say.
I'm good.
If I was Jason Garrett, I'd draft up a game plan to take advantage of that. But
and then I talked to
but
myself.
Actually, right I would, out of but actually, I would. But I wouldn't because I'm Jason Garrett.
Right.
Yeah.
He's going to run 17 halfback dives, give up, and then throw the ball. He's going to get into a 3rd and 20. He's going to throw. He's going to throw 3 balls 20 yards, in 2 balls 30 yards, and then dump one off, and pick up 15. Guess what? Let's dump it off first, get 15, and then go for a
and
first
then get
down.
Five.
Also, Kellen Moore will be a head coach next season. I'll go ahead and call
it. The odds are pretty good at this point.
That offense. To close out the game, Dak pitched the ball to Zeke, and then Zeke ran the option, pitched it to Tony Pollard.
Impressive. And they've done a good job. Kellen Moore's done a great job being like a chameleon.
Yeah.
Type. Like, they have adjusted. They put in good and different game plans every week.
Yeah.
So, run heavy 1 week, pass heavy another. They've done a good job of mixing it up.
It's dangerous. And the offensive line will get better when Lyle Collins gets back from bribing drug testers.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to do it this week. Lucas, yeah. I'm glad you were back.
Feels good.
I can't wait to come back again because I know one thing for certain. Regardless of what happens this week, the Cowboys are still going to be in first place, and the Steelers are still going to be in last place. So nothing's going to change there. But I hope
the climb begins now, Pittsburgh. Let's go. Let's get out of the hole.
All right. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. Thanks for joining us.
Yep.
We look forward to talking to you next week. Yep. Have a good one.
See y'all.